is the Mission District. Yeah.
Wow. Who knew?
I know.
Well, we both did, I guess.
We did. But I didn't know about Williamsburg. Actually, I did.
You did.
I read about it. Hipster just, I mean, Wikipedia just confirmed my suspicions.
So I'm just going to, you know, Wikipedia came about in our lifetime, in our generation. And I remember the first time I saw Wikipedia, someone told me to look up the college I went to, which was USF. And there was a whole paragraph and description on the Bud Hut, which is where the freshmen and sophomores would smoke cigarettes. And I was like, how do they know about the Bud Hut? What is this magical place? And, you know, from there, I just fell into a wormhole of finding out about things.
Yeah, my first introduction to Wikipedia was my housemate was telling me about it. And mm-hmm. he was shocked as a tech guy that I didn't know about it.
Right.
So, but I remember the first time someone told me about Google.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he told me about Wikipedia and he's like, I'm like, so I could go here and be like, the earth or the moon is made out of cheese. Mm-hmm. So that's in fact what I did is I went in and I said,
you edited it.
Yeah. I said, oh yeah. And the moon's made out of cheese. And I'm like, saved it, refreshed. And I'm like, holy shit. But, and then I started looking around. I'm like, wow, this is like a really thing, you know?
Yeah.
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 And to this day, the moon, it still says the moon's made out of cheese.
Does it?
No.
No. No, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, do you remember when Google was described to you? Was it like, it's like the Alta Vista, but better? Or like, it's like Ask Jeeves, but you don't have to phrase it as a weird question?
No, she just said, this engineer, she came into the room I shared with her at work, and she said, have you heard about that new search engine? I'm like, no. She's like, it's called Google. She's like, it's awesome. She's just like, just try it. And I just kept on throwing random searches at it, and I was just blown away by its accuracy. That was before, because Google started based upon like how many inbound links were linking towards that subject.
Mm-hmm.
So before people started gaming that strategy of theirs, it was amazing, freakingly awesome results.
Right.
Then people started gaming the system.
Yeah, with SEO.
Yeah.
SEO. Come on.
Well, I'm going to look for some Dave Brubeck over here in the vinyl collection.
Wonderful. I'm going to get to know Matt a little more.
Hey, Matt, are you chatting with our own very own Chris Blackwood, the host?
No, but I think I have found a way to bring his voice online.
That's awesome.
Live tech troubleshooting in the studio.
You know, we really tried to bring you interesting radio. If it's not good, at least it's interesting. You know? I think so.
Yeah, it's
so.
Like behind the scenes, you know? Getting to see how the sausage is made.
A peek behind the curtain. So, Matt, when did you first hear about Wikipedia? Are you younger than us? Was it, like, just always around? How old are you? Are you, like, what, 24?
27.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. You don't look a day over 34.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. No, but you know what? An interesting fact is that I saw Mutiny Radio's Wikipedia recently for the first time.
Oh, do tell.
And it made me want to come be a tech for here. Just because they had a Wikipedia page, I wanted to come here and be a tech. That's the only reason.
And then you made it happen. You chased that dream and you put, you know, some willpower into that.
I did. I had to take the N and the 22 here.
Whoa. That is dedication. You had to make a transfer?
I did.
Whoa. I don't know. I don't know about that.
All for the Wikipedia page. It's the only reason I did all this.
I'm proud of you. I only do this because I have nothing better to do. If I had something better to do, Scott, damn straight, I would not be here.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't so close, I'd be still in bed.
Right. Okay, good. I'm glad we both have this as a low priority on the totem pole.
Glad the new guy is the most dedicated one to the show.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'm going to try to play some Bob Marley here.
Yeah, Bob Marley. Definitely one of those kind of days. And by one of those kind of days, I mean Sunday, January 19th? What is it?
Yeah,
January 19th. Look at that. Today's the day the Wahlburgers premieres on A&E.
Oh, wait, isn't there also like a big cricket game today, too?
I'm sure. Oh, yeah. And a pretty big, I think, football or soccer? Soccer, as it's known to
American
us.
American football.
No, English.
Oh, it's a soccer game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard the Oakland Raiders?
I think so. I think it's the Raiders and maybe, Let's just chill out.
Hello.
Hello.
This omnidirectional mic, he wasn't even up.
Oh, no one could hear his wonderful banter? Yeah. Ugh, sad faces. Well, listening audience, first of all, thank you for your dedication. And second of all, you missed some really interesting things about Matt, the tech guy.
Well, they probably heard him just kind of like very, 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 very softly, if at all. Or they just thought that we had an imaginary friend in the studio.
Which we've been known to do.
Yes.
We have been. Let's work on our technical deals and listen to the soothing sounds of Bob Marley.
Yeah. Let's just turn up a little bit.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so happy Chris Blackwood isn't here anymore.
Oh, God, I know. It's so nice that we have the showdown.
Yeah. Wait, what were you saying about?
Yeah, oh, my God. I'm so glad he's no longer on the show.
I mean, I feel like just the two of us make such a much better duo.
Totally.
Than a trio.
Hey, Roxy.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Are our mics up?
Oh, our mics are up.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, guys.
No. We miss Chris Blackwood. No,
we
really.
Super miss Chris. Super miss Chris.
Yeah. We're just kidding. We're just joking.
We knew the mics were on.
Totally.
We totally knew that. Yeah. Okay, bring them down now, though, for real.
So, yeah. Chris, what a jerk Chris is.
While I'm gonna mean everything. about it. You're better off without her. What does that mean? The woman no cry? Hell no, hey.
Yeah, woohoo! Yeah, that was Bob Marley, and we're trying to Skype in the host of our show, Chris Blackwood. I'm the co-host, Scotty B, and well, let's play some more music here. That was some vinyl we're playing now. Now we're going to do the magic of digital. And because we're testing out our system here, seeing if this Skype computer actually puts audio out to the world. So there's this song that's playing right now. And you cannot hear it. PC1, is that it? Doobie doobie doo, doo doobie doobie doo, doobie 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 doo. Doo 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 doo. The volume is up. We're trying to. Yeah. That's half the problem here, is we don't know why there's no audio coming out of this computer. Let me try playing one of the showbreakers. Hey, you're smoking drugs, Ed. Yes. No audio from that computer. Okay, that's the problem. It's probably why the Skype's not working. So we're going to go back, play another track of Marley off the vinyl, and try to figure out why our computer is not computing out audio to the live radio stream. So, hey, here we go.
Oh, up with commentary. Check out. Saturday, midnight, for interviews involving all your eclectic esoterica, write to the stranger@earthworm.net. For general weekly news coverage, send your aggregated articles, accomplishments, muckraking investigations, and fluffy public interest papers to news@mutinyradio.org. We're always looking for writers and contributors. And check out our progressive newsletter,
Hi, scallywags. I don't mean the begs. Blackwood down. Need you to listen, you clown. Every Sunday from 12 to 6 p.m. Host Crick with Blastwood is comedian. Hilarious co-host Laura Franzese. Scotty B. Guest.
All right. You've just been listening to a bunch of different crap. We're playing our Breakers and some Gogo Bordello at the same time, but we figured out what was wrong with the computer.
Yay, everybody, just yay.
Yay. We plugged in a new microphone that was USB, and that overrode the existing output of the, you know, we figured this all out.
It's fascinating. Almost as fascinating as watching paint dry.
Yes. Tech is exciting.
I love tech. You know who else loves tech?
Bill Gates?
Yeah, Bill Gates. What a dick.
Yeah. No, who else loves tech?
Matt!
Matt, that's right. Hey, Matt, we have your mic turned up now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one right there.
So, hey, I'm going to go outside and I'm gonna actually run down to the game right now.
Yeah, you should. You should do some on-site.
Yeah, I'll Skype in. How about this? I'm going to go to the game right now.
Okay, perfect.
And then I'm going to Skype in, and so I'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
And this is the big game, right, that we're all really excited about?
Yeah, it's the one that the Raiders want us, the San Francisco Giants to the, or no, we're the 49ers, not the Giants.
Yeah.
Time, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Huge sports fan.
Such a big fan of sport.
Totally. I think they're actually playing right now. I'm going to go to the game.
Okay, go to the game and let us know how it goes. Bring me back a hot dog and some nachos. Please. Please bring me back some nachos. Yeah. Wonderful. It's really what it's all about. So, Matt, the tech guy. If you had one wish, and it could be a wish for anything. Oh?
Whoa.
What would it be?
For the Skype to work.
That'd be a good wish.
Yeah, I want the Skype to work. Maybe we could call in, maybe Scott could call in from the game.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. He's just getting there now. I don't think he's mastered teleportation, so it'll probably be a minute or so. Because, like, traffic, right? Oh, man, traffic.
Yeah, maybe it's,
You guys cannot hear me.
Oh, no. We can.
We can hear you now.
You're here. You're loud and clear. Are you already at the game?
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I took Mr. Nodal's teleporter. He left it. He was drunk last time, and he probably forgot that he parked his teleporter out front.
Oh, my God, Mr. Nodal. What a schemey bastard. So, wait, did you get in? Did you sneak into the game? Did you teleport just to, like, a seat?
Yeah, no, I'm in a enclosed, I'm in the, an old CBS studio booth, that soundproofed enclosure, so that you don't get any of the background noise of the game while you're broadcasting.
Oh my God, that's genius.
Yes.
You're so smart, Scott. All right, so give us an update. What's happening? What are you seeing? Are there any fights going on? Is our team scoring the goals? Like, what's happening?
The Seattle Seahawks cheerleaders have gotten into looks like an argument with the 49ers cheerleaders.
Oh no. So it's a cheerleader on cheerleader brawl?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Is any, what, just give us a little bit of some insight into what's happening right now. Are they on the sidelines? Did they move onto the field? I'm dying to know.
It's like, it's all over the place. One just poured a thing of Gatorade on one of them, and she's cold and taking off her clothes, it looks like.
Oh my gosh. That's probably just creepy product placement for Gatorade.
Totally.
Man. All right. Well, do you know what the score is? Is the scoreboard up?
I it's hard for me to tell. I'm not really a sports fan. I don't know where you get that information from.
All right. My spider sense is telling me that it's 10-0 49ers.
Yay.
Yay. Ugh. So phenomenal. Thank you so much for teleporting. Is there anything else you want to let us know before you teleport back to the studio?
Man has not evolved one inch from the slime that spawned it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me about it. Do you hear a little, like, bubbly sound? Is that something on your end?
No, that was Chris bubbly? Blackwood trying to phone in.
Oh.
Maybe it's the Wi-Fi connection.
All right. It's the Wi-Fi connection. You know what? We've got Chris Blackwood phoning us in, so why don't you teleport back, bring me back some nachos, or a hot dog, or a $9 beer.
All of the above for you, baby.
Yeah, and you could just not pay. Like, they could put it up, and you could be like, here you go, and then just, like, and take it and teleport away.
Yeah, that's the advantage of teleporting out, is dining and dashing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way to go.
Totally.
All right, well, thanks so much for your on-the-field reporting, Scott.
Yes, you're welcome. My pleasure. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. All right, so we've got Chris Blackwood calling in, and we're gonna set this up. It's gonna be phenomenal. Thank you, listeners, for being what you do best, listening.
Is he live on the air? Or?
No, Scott, you're back.
My teleporting skills have gotten so good.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Know-It-All never even gave me a tutorial, so I'm impressed that you figured out how to use that. Oh.
Yeah. So
we're just getting Chris Blackwood here. You guys are just phenomenal. We've got a delicious show for you.
Next week.
Next week.
Yes.
Next week's going to be flawless. Next week will be... It will be like a hot knife cutting through butter, but for your ears.
There you go.
But for your ears.
But for your ears!
You know, Scott, I was thinking about growing a mustache.
Oh, I think that you look really good in a mustache.
I think I would look kind of like Johnny Depp.
You would?
You know, I think it would just be... It would just be beautiful.
Yeah.
But I would need your skills once I get past the handsome 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah. There's an uncomfortable stage there for a few months.
Does it hurt? There is no threat. Like when you grow... Here, Matt, you know, because you're also sporting the facial hair. Does it hurt at some point? Is it like painful and itchy and like screamy? Like what does it feel like to grow facial hair?
None of the above. It feels pretty good.
All right. Do you have a name for your facial hair? Like, do you call it my Scruff McGruff? Do you call it, like, the Lady Killer? Do you call it Chet?
I call it the Hamburglar, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It likes hamburgers as much as I do, so...
Now, you're new here, so you don't know this, but we here at Blackwood Down are huge fans of Alec Baldwin's chest hair.
We are.
Alec Baldwin, in fact, on more than one occasion, has come here.
Whoa! Is that Chris Blackwood?
It is.
Hello.
Chris Blackwood.
You're live in the air.
We were just talking about Scott.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's working.
Voice?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you, dude.
Wow.
Technology rules.
Technology functioning in Mutiny Radio. That's awesome. How's everyone doing? How you guys doing today?
We're good. You just caught us talking about Alec Baldwin's chest hair.
I'm sorry, whose chest hair?
Alec Baldwin. You know.
The best Baldwin brothers of them all.
I was trying to get Matt, the tech guy, to show us his chest hair. Live on the air.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Did he show you his chest hair?
He actually is doing it right now. He felt a little begrudged. Yes. Oh my, he's actually doing it. He's not even fake doing it.
Yes.
He's really showing me his chest hair. It's curly and dark.
Good.
Like a pirate. Like you could Ooh. Like a Brillo pad, really. You could
that
just snuggle up to it.
Well.
Making things
That's
awkward.
Awesome. Yeah, they made me show my pubes when I first started on Mutiny Radio, so it's good he only got the chest hair. Nice. That's great. Well, glad to hear everything's going well. I'm actually currently looking at a homeless man's chest hair.
Yes,
right now
can
in
you?
DC.
Is he about to spooge all over you?
Crack cocaine.
Can you describe that homeless man chest hair?
He's not. I'll probably have a dream about him splooging on me later, just because, you know, I'm feeling a lot of anxiety. I just moved out here, you know, life transition. And that's apparently what I dream about during those. But no, he hasn't splooged on me yet. So I'm like purposefully keeping my distance because you never know when that might happen.
Sometimes so. You know. Usually there's a little indicator.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Usually there are signs before there is a jizz, but not always. I don't know. Hey, guys, can I call you back in like,
what?
You know, maybe 20, 30 minutes now that we have this thing working? I'm sorry. I'm at a comedy show. But I can call you back.
You're audacious, Chris Blackwood. Audacious.
Vivacious? Did you just call me vivacious?
I called you audacious. I'm going to chew gum into your ear as loudly as I can for the next 5 seconds.
You're bubblicious.
How dare you? All right. All I heard was that I'm vivacious and that you want to give me some gum. So thank
yep.
you.
Yep.
You want to stick some gum in your hair.
You want to stick some gum in my mouth. Thank you.
In your
I
hair.
Your
pubic hair.
Well... You're wearing underwear? I don't know. There's a bad connection, apparently.
You're fucking with us now.
I will...
You'll call us when on your own terms. We get it.
Yeah, just phone it in from now on.
All right, bye,
okay.
Chris Blackwood.
All right.
Have fun.
Okay. See you guys later.
Later.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
Cheers. All right,
yeah, so I had to...
Yeah.
I had to change the audio output on Skype as well.
Beautiful.
Oh, to what?
To the line out for it to
oh.
to hear Skype.
Oh. Wow. I know at home it doesn't sound like a couple of tech geniuses are at work, but you know Matt is a tech genius here, and
thank
I'm
you.
No slouch. And
thank you for that.
Yeah.
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 You know what? We might want to do
play some rock and roll.
Well, that too.
No, what should we do?
I am dying for a Bitcoin update. If you wanna play that intro.
Yeah, let's see.
And then tell us.
Let's see. I got a printout here of my show notes or the CD.
I have some interesting news about digital currency as well. If I could put in my 2 cents on.
Yeah, but you have to wait until the intro is played.
Okay. Yeah.
Matt, you gotta just cool your jets. We are run a professional radio show here. As you can see by the fact.
Obviously.
Bitcoin. Bitcoin. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
We're getting a Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Bitcoin.
So yeah, Matt, this is our lame introduction
that we
play.
Lord, I'm so tired of hearing about Scott's single Bitcoin that he bought for $569.
Is it gonna be more money today?
Or is he gonna lose a shit ton of money?
Beat mine. Wait.
Bitcoin! Bitcoin!
Bitcoin!
Bitcoin! 5 o'clock in the morning! I'm already up checking the price of my Bitcoin! Lord, I'm I'm so tired. How long can this Bitcoin just keep going up and up in price?
Can't go up forever.
Bitcoin.
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 Well, I hope those listening at home had as much fun listening to that as we did have fun recording it.
If you could tell, clearly scripted, well thought out in advance. Took about 12 takes.
Yeah, we were there for so long doing that one.
It took a lot of... So, Matt, you had news about digital currency. Now is the time. Now that the intro has officially played, lay it on us. What are your two digital cents?
Well, it's not necessarily about Bitcoin, but another digital currency called Kanye West. It was a play on words of Kanye West, but it was called Kanye West, and it lasted for about a week. I was, you know, I'm not into Bitcoins, but I wanted to start mining these Kanye Wests. But unfortunately, Kanye West didn't, you know, even though they're out of some European country, Kanye West sued them, and they do not exist. And they were about in existence for about a week, but now they're no longer in existence, and I'm very disappointed because I wanted to mine some Kanye Wests.
So everybody who bought into this Kanye West currency it's now defunct.
Yes, and I think there's about like 200 people or something along those lines, but it's now defunct.
I cashed in my life savings actually and bought all I could of Kanye West to get in on it early.
Right, because you learned from Bitcoin.
I know, because I bought my first Bitcoin at 569. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not going to be sleep at the wheel for the Kanye West.
Yeah, I mean, digital currency, clearly a phenomenal new trend.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't take Kanye West for granted. You know, I think he probably got upset because it was just too close to 50 Cent.
Oh.
You know?
He didn't want to be a copycat.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get stuck into labels, especially as a rapper slash artist slash Kim Kardashian baby maker.
Now, did you hear about the episode of Kanye West in Hollywood or in Beverly Hills where he beat up? It was just recently he beat up an 18-year-old. He hit him over 30 times or something at a chiropractor office.
At a chiropractor's office?
Yeah, because this guy said some kind of racial slurs to Kim Kardashian when she was getting, you know, when she was in there to visit the chiropractor. And then, you know, a few minutes passed and Kanye West stormed into the chiropractor's office and beat the shit out of this 18-year-old kid.
Wow.
I saw it on TMZ.
So wait a minute, he said something nasty to her on her way out?
Or her way in, like he was in the waiting room or whatever, you know? And so Kanye West...
He's got a temper.
Yeah, he does.
Did he use the N-word?
The 18-year-old kid did, yes. That was part of it.
You know, I mean, too bad it wasn't Kim.
Kim beating up an 18-year-old?
She
could do like a Brazilian attack. You know, like have you seen the videos of the Brazilian girls bouncing their butts off of a guy's face?
No. I mean, I should.
Yeah, oh, it's hella entertaining.
And I think we just have different online lives, because if you were to say, hey, Laura, what video online did you like this week? I would have said something along the lines of, I saw a pony prancing through mud, splashing and having a grand old time, and you saw some Brazilian ladies put their butts in a guy's face.
So wait, are you watching My Little Pony?
No, it's like I think it was somebody's like nature cam, you know. I think they were looking for like Bigfoot or black bears, and there was just a pony that was just dancing through the mud. Like, it found a puddle and it just kept like splashing back into it and like kicking up and just like, you know, like anybody would, splashing through a puddle, just
that's
having
adorable.
A blast. So I watched that like 6 times at work this week.
Wow. I want to watch that too. Yeah, that's a Pony Monroney, adorable. So Bitcoin price.
Yeah, lay it on us.
Yeah, so as you know, I bought my first Bitcoin at 569.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went up and up, and my plan was to sell it at 1,000, but I'm like, I'm going to hold on to it because I don't want to sell my one Bitcoin.
Right.
So then it went down.
No.
Yes. And then it's down. I'm going to buy another Bitcoin.
So would you buy your second Bitcoin? This is a huge Bitcoin update.
Yes.
So you bought your second Bitcoin at?
840.
840.
Yeah. And it's been like going up a little, coming back down. So I've been like $20 ahead, $40 ahead, $20 down, $40 down. You know, it's been just kind of hovering around where I bought it at.
Mm-hmm. But I think there's been a lot of Bitcoin news lately.
Yeah, I was hoping that would shoot it up. I mean, like, there's been bad news, good news, you know, like... Yeah, it's there's been a lot of, I think a lot of news. I mean, like Overstock.com.
Overstock.com is the one I was thinking of, yeah.
Why hasn't, it did peak up for a little bit, but it hasn't done much since then.
Well, I think also Overstock isn't really the Bitcoin market. I think Zynga was more on par. I think, you know, if GameStop accepted Bitcoin, I think, you know, finding the market of people that mine is really what's going to have the largest correlation on the actual price of Bitcoin skyrocketing. Just, I mean, I'm no economics major. I took statistics and failed miserably.
You're more like a Freakonomics.
I love Freakonomics. Don't even get me started. Did you see that movie?
No, actually,
read the book?
Yeah, the book. And let me tell you, the book was better. Course.
Always.
Let's play some Marley in the background.
Yes, I'm digging it.
Yeah. Actually, no, Freakonomics is often featured on my favorite financial show, Marketplace, with Kai Ryssdal.
I love Marketplace.
I think Kai Ryssdal smiles when he says, "Hi, this is Kai Ryssdal, and you're listening to Marketplace." You can hear the smile.
I also like Stephen Skeep. He's on All
I
Things
love
Considered.
His voice.
He's just...
Yeah.
He's great. We could just talk about NPR.
I know. We just wish we could be NPR.
Well, we are in our own way.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Our NPR mission hipster style.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we can swear.
Totally.
They can't swear on NPR.
We can say Kanye West.
We can.
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah, they definitely couldn't say that on NPR.
No.
No, they would get sued faster than you could say Nori, which is Kim and Kanye's baby nickname.
Isn't that a type of sushi?
Well, her name's Northwest, and they call her Nori.
I got it.
And she's actually really cute. Just adorable.
Actually, like, you wouldn't expect her to be cute?
Well, I mean, that's not Kim's real face, you know?
Oh, she's got a lot of work?
A whole lot of work.
Huh.
Like, you could look at her, like, when she was best friends with Paris Hilton face and her face now, it's just, you wouldn't even know. You would not even know.
Wow.
I mean, you would know, because she's got that
the booty?
Weird eye makeup.
Oh.
Yes, booty. Weird eye makeup is code for butt.
Booty.
Booty. All right.
Oh, wait. What else about Bitcoin? Did I mention that? Oh, I already mentioned this on another show.
Well, give us an update. Not everybody listens to every show.
True, true. You know Lily Allen?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she was, I don't know, when Bitcoin's first started years ago, someone came to her and said, "Hey, we want you to be on Second Life, perform live. And we're going to give you like 1,000 bitcoins."
Oh my God. How much would that be worth today?
I think she would be $6 million richer today if she had taken it.
You know, Lily Allen's brother is on Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yeah, her younger brother is Theon Greyjoy on Game of Thrones. He looks exactly like her, but boy.
That's a blind boy, right?
No, it's the one that is a ward of Winterfell. The Starks take him in. He's the redhead, curly hair.
Okay.
Theon Greyjoy. I'll show you a picture. Well, that's crazy Bitcoin news.
Yes.
Crazy. Do we want to give an update on our New Year's resolutions?
Oh yeah.
Or do you have more Bitcoin things to say?
No,
I don't want to.
That's for Bitcoin.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. I have been doing phenomenally well for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you gave up everything.
Yeah.
You gave up everything.
Right. I gave up not only alcohol, marijuana, but also caffeine, nicotine,
gluten.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was already gluten-free, but I've been really strict about not eating gluten because sometimes I cheat with the gluten.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really good about not eating sugar. Yeah, and just being really bored and healthy.
And how do you feel? Do you feel like you wake up, like, knowing everything? Do you feel, like, what is the biggest impact that it's had on you the last 19 days?
Frustration that, actually, I still have chronic heartburn.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as bad. It's not nearly as bad. I mean, after a night of drinking, I have to take twice as much heartburn medicine. Mm-hmm. I was hoping for a miraculous recovery.
A miraculous.
Miraculous. I still haven't. The brain cells that were damaged by all that partying haven't grown back yet, but one of these days they will.
Do brain cells grow back?
Mine don't.
Okay.
Actually, the synapses in your brain do grow back. Like, if you take, like, a massive dose of ecstasy, it can kind of, like, burn off some of the receptor ends of your synapses, but they'll grow back. But they'll kind of grow back like a tree that's been pruned, so they'll grow back thicker and, but not as long as they used to be.
Mm, kind of like both like a lady killer and what did you call the pumpkin? What is your beard called?
My pumpkin?
No, what is your beard called?
Oh, the Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar.
Because yeah, he likes. That's funny. That's cute.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. I'm not into the gluten-free vegan type of diet. I like to eat greasy cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
No, I can still eat cheeseburgers. I just don't know no buns.
Okay.
No buns. The opposite of Kim Kardashian.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Dunk a dunk.
Kanye, you better watch out. Kanye might be running up in here soon.
I know. He's probably got the NSA like scanning our live transmission for keywords that diss him.
Oh boy. Hello NSA. Thanks for listening. So my New Year's resolution was to do more comedy, and that has been going swimmingly.
Awesome.
I've been doing a lot of it. One quick update was I played the original room at the Comedy Store, which is why I was not here last week. And, wow. They call it the toughest room in Hollywood, and I would agree. Someone got booed off the stage.
Whoa.
Booed. Like, at first it started where everyone just started talking louder, and then everyone started booing, and then people started yelling next.
Holy shit. This is open mic, or?
No, it was a show that people paid money to go see. So I thought I did pretty bad.
Was it like the Apollo Theater?
No. But then one of the other guys, for part of his punchline, pulled out a gun. So it was just, shall we say, one of the weirdest shows I've ever done.
Wow.
And I'm glad I did it. My jokes did not go over so well, but I tried. I tried. And that is the update on my New Year's resolution.
Wow. So are you running with your tail between your legs and...
No, I had another show last Wednesday, and I did the same set, and it killed.
Nice.
I mean, it killed to the audience of 7, which I was very proud of.
And your family, mom, dad liked it, and was it a family dinner? Was that what it was?
Yeah. But I mean, they don't have to laugh.
No, they don't.
They don't.
They can have their mouth full or something, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they don't tell me they love me, so they don't. They're obviously not obliged to laugh.
Totally.
Yeah, so that's my New Year's resolution update. I added a new one, which is workout. So I went and saw a trainer.
Nice. How's your trainer doing?
Her name is Sierra, and she's a bitch.
I know. Aren't they assholes?
They count wrong.
They push you way. Yeah.
They count wrong. She's like, all right, 3 more. And it's like, first of all, I don't even have the strength to do this. Second of all, you can't say 3 more, and then after I do 3, say just 2 more. That's lying to me. If you were Pinocchio, I would turn you into kindling if I had the upper body strength.
And maybe you should just pretend like you're exhausted, like act like you're in pain. Like, so really, when she says 3 more, she doesn't tack on 2 more.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. But I'm going to go. I'm going a lot. I've been working out a lot. I'm going to lose this fat that has accumulated. but not on the radio. I'm very thin.
Yeah.
I'm very thin on the radio.
Anorexic almost.
Yeah. But I mean, a healthy anorexic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Mary-Kate healthy.
Ashley.
Oh, she's the healthy one, right?
Ashley's the healthy one. Mary-Kate's the one that's married to that Benghazi guy.
How does that happen where like identical twins like that get, one gets anorexic and one doesn't?
Well, they're both anorexic. Let's be very clear.
That's what that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it's cocaine. Oh, man. We've got a...
Should we maybe take a musical interlude?
I would love that.
And hey, how about, since I mentioned Lily Allen...
Yes, do you really?
Hell yeah. You...
me with respect. He says he loves me all the time. He calls me 15 times a day. He likes to make sure that I'm fine. You know I've never met a man who's made me feel quite so secure. He's not like all them other boys. They're all so dumb and immature. There's just one thing that's getting in the way. When we go up to bed, you're just not good.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. That was Lily Allen right there.
Love Lily Allen.
Yeah. Let me see. Let me.
She's angry and happy at the same time. It's a strange. It's a strange thing.
Let's play some Of Montreal next.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Turn it up.
Montreal. And let's see here. I am going to... They always trick me with that little reprise there.
They do, don't they?
They do. You know what? I think this mic is still... God damn it. You know what? I brought in a new cord, and it's still not working sometimes. It's working now. Okay. But let's play a little dream intro... God
anyone
damn.
Like this store would be key of imagination.
I wonder if this
begin
thing
is to another dimension. Dimension of sound. Mention of sight. Dimension of morning news.
Check.
You are moving into our landlord, shadow.
Maybe I'll just...
And substance of dreams and ideas. You've just crossed in over into... Going so well. Chris, what dream have you had lately?
So many, Scott. I cannot even interpret them or say them right now.
Laura, what kind of dreams have you had?
They all involve cats?
Cats?
Oh! Meow!
You've crossed over into Scott's dream analysis zone.
With Dave Brubeck.
Yes.
So, Matt, tell me, I hear that you've been having a dream that's been on your mind lately, and you need a little help analyzing and understanding, so please just relax in the DJ chair there and just share with our radio audience your dream.
Yeah, so the other day I had a dream. The other day I had a dream where I got into my car, which is a 99 Chevy Suburban, and it was rigged with a car bomb, and I started the engine and it exploded, and I woke up at that point.
You say it was a Chevy?